Hello, world. This is a special episode of our show that I hope you will enjoy and share. Conscious World Day is a program created by our great friend, J.V. Crum III, that celebrates youth leadership worldwide by offering scholarships and training across the world. We're delighted to share with our listeners this brief 15-minute podcast in which J.V. interviews the winner and 10 finalists for the $5,000 scholarship, which was awarded on January the 20th. He isn't asking for money, but we'd greatly appreciate it if you will spread the good word about this much-needed program to your friends, family, and allies in your network. Okay, let's get started and have fun out there today.
This is J.V. Crum III, founder of Conscious World Foundation, welcoming you to our Global Conscious World Day, January 20th, 2016. You can access more information about Conscious World Day at our website, consciousworld.org. This is a day for celebrating the contributions of youth worldwide. Both the winner and finalist of the Conscious World Youth Leader 2016 projects and youth everywhere who are stepping up to make their difference. And if you know of a youth you want to congratulate for what they're doing, give them a call, send them an email or text, connect with them through social media, reach out and let them know you are proud of the work they're doing. Celebrate by celebrating with them. The hashtag for Conscious World Day is hashtag CWDAY16. Again, that's hashtag CWDAY16. This is literally one of the most exciting days of my life because it is the result of not only several years of developing the ideas that have come together to be the Conscious World Foundation, Inc., a global 501c3 nonprofit, but today we're celebrating our first year of operations in 2015. This first year, we reached out to invite youth from all over the world to submit applications in which they presented a project they both developed and executed that helps to uplift humanity and create positive change in the world. To access their profiles of our winner and finalists, go to consciousworld.org. Through the generosity of Google, all of our marketing is covered, which has made it possible for us to reach out around the world and have applicants from over 10 countries. Also, a special thanks and acknowledgement to the podcast community and all of the amazing podcasters worldwide who are broadcasting this show to support the Conscious World Foundation and youth leaders around the globe. You can find a complete list of podcasters who support Conscious World Day, as well as links to their podcasts at consciousworld.org. Just click on the sponsor tab in the header. Now, I want to give you the hashtag again so that you can use it throughout the week in your social media. It's hashtag CWDAY16. That's hashtag CWDAY16. Later on in this show, we'll tell you how you can become involved, join our youth trainings, and apply to become the Conscious World Youth Leader for 2017 and receive a $5,000 grant. But before I discuss the winner and finalists, I want to tell you about what we're doing at the Conscious World Foundation and the vision that is driving our work. We work with youth who are 18 to 25, the millennials worldwide, who are doing projects to help the world and make a positive impact. By 2025, our vision is to be providing training to conscious youth leaders in 160 countries. Everything we do at the foundation is based on these three principles. The first is what I call the triple win principle: you, others, and society winning together. Perhaps the most important outcome for the 21st century is to develop a leadership approach worldwide in which we seek solutions based on the understanding that the only way to build a conscious world is for all people to be working together for the common good. But how can we arrive at such a destination? What is our roadmap? The answer is found in the second principle of each person consciously choosing to take full responsibility for their own lives and their destinies. This is joined by the third principle of each person contributing to make this a better world, to creating the positive change they feel called to make for others, for their communities, and for our world. And that's why the core training at the Conscious World Foundation is youth creating projects that achieve measurable results. because conscious leaders combine a high vision of what is possible with projects that create meaningful results. Moreover, the types of projects we foster are ones that support a healthy environment and a world in which every youth has food, water, shelter, healthcare, and education so that they can develop into adults who can both care for themselves and their families, as well as contribute to becoming productive members of society. We want to create leaders that go into every walk of life and are committed to creating a conscious world, one in which you, others, and society can win together. In 2015, we began our youth projects and grant programs for youth leaders aged 18 to 25. We had over 3,000 youth begin the application process and received completed applications from over 10 countries. What's coming up at the Conscious World Foundation in 2016? In March of this year, 2016, we begin our online leadership and project development-based trainings. We will have leaders from around the world presenting webinars that provide leadership tools. And all of these webinars will become part of our on-demand training library that we're creating at theconsciousworld.org. This is our big celebration day, and we're excited that you're joining with us because our first interview is with the winner, Bilal Saeed. It's a few minutes in length, and then we'll have interviews with the other finalists that are about a minute each. To listen to the complete interviews, just go to consciousworld.org. There's a link on the homepage to the Conscious World Day information. And now, here is my interview with the Conscious Youth Leader for 2016, Bilal Saeed. Bilal Saeed, I want to congratulate you for being the Conscious World Youth Leader for 2016. Could you tell us about your project?
Hey, JV, thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to say that I am truly honored and humbled to be granted this title of Conscious World Leader. And what we do at Students Helping Orphans Worldwide is we provide education and educational opportunities to orphans and to underprivileged children who cannot afford it. We are a student-led, not-for-profit organization, and we have 0% administrative costs. We were founded in 2010, and since 2010, we have raised and donated over $17,000, and we have worked in over 10 countries. And our mandate is to provide education and educational opportunities, regardless of age, race, gender, to orphans all over the world.
Well, and I know that a lot of your work is in third world countries where if the orphans don't have the school supplies that you provide, they're not allowed to go to school because the governments don't have the money to provide the school supplies. Is that right?
That is correct. So in a lot of the countries, such as Afghanistan, where we have worked, Pakistan, Jordan. We also have done some work in Turkey. These countries they provide subsidized schooling for the children, provided that children have their own books and their own school supply, like you said. But the case like that in third world countries is very tough to come across. So what we have started to do and what we focus on is giving them the kickstart and the head start that they need to enter the schools.
So Saeed, what does it mean for you to be the Conscious World Youth Leader for 2016?
In most simplest terms, I would say it is motivation for me to actually keep the work that I'm doing, keep it moving forward. I want to go into the stage where we push 110% more into our purpose and our goal to reach out and to give people and to give the underprivileged children the opportunity and the determination and the focus to strive for an education and to make a better future for themselves.
What does it mean to you to create a conscious world?
For me, a conscious world is where old people, young people, children, the middle class, the lower class, people who are rich, who are poor, where a conscious world is where they could visualize and they are aware of what is happening. So in a world we have, the current population right now, we have around 6 billion people, maybe even more. We have people that are very well off, and we have people that are surviving from day to day. And me personally, I find that that is too much disparity. That is too much of a polar opposites. If we could share our resources around, then and we can live in unity, then the world for me would be a much better place.
I want to congratulate you again, Bilal, for being the Conscious World Youth Leader of 2016. We had over 3,000 youth from 18 to 25 around the world who at some stage began the application process. And, you know, there were so many great projects. All the finalists did incredible projects. But, you know, I was really touched by both the vision and the fact that you really wanted to scale this so that you could touch more orphanages in the third world countries, and what a difference that makes, because they really go from almost having no future to having a future in which they have real hope that they can do something with their lives and they can afford to pay for their families because they learn skills and they can go out and make a living. So I think what you're doing is a great project.
Thank you very much, JV. And coming from you, who has a wealth of experience and work doing Conscious World, I look forward to working with you and the organization, as well as Conscious World, to actually striving and keeping my word and to help move the vision of this organization forward.
This is Conscious Millionaire finalist for 2016, Malti Kramer. Malti, congratulations.
Thank you.
Could you tell us about your project?
Yes, my project is Giver, and it's a fundraising platform for charities that allows young people to raise money for different nonprofit organizations without having to have money themselves. And the way it works is it's an app that you can download where you can watch different videos. And every time you watch a video, you raise money for the cause that you want to support. And we take money, advertising money from brands that we work with that sponsor the videos. And that's how young people are able to raise money by simply watching videos.
And that website is givvr.com. Congratulations again, Malti.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Conscious World finalist for 2016, Lawrence Flomo from Liberia. Lawrence, could you tell us about your project?
Yes. I'm Lawrence Joshua Flomo. I started our project in September 2013 in my community, in which I started tutoring young students within junior and senior high division high school.
And then what were you tutoring them in, Lawrence?
Like subjects like math, physics for senior high level, and math and general science for junior high level.
And then what kind of results did you get with them and with their family?
Yes, actually, when we started it, you know, it's somehow challenging. But later, we saw, you know, positive response from their school. And we saw good results because when we go for periodic report, we saw that they had good scores. Yeah.
Great. Congratulations again for being one of the Conscious World finalists for 2016.
Thank you.
This is Conscious World finalist for 2016, Summer Geck. Summer, could you tell us about your project?
Hey, JV. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Yes, my project is called Goddesses Unite. Truly, what Goddesses Unite does is it unites women together of all ages. It is an international network of women who support each other, who help each other, who inspire each other through social media platforms and also through local goddess gatherings, where women can use social media to find each other and to connect with each other and then to meet together. Throughout all of time, women have always joined together through circles, through women's circles. And so Goddesses Unite is truly a way to bridge the ancient modern world, the ancient world with our modern world. So we're meeting through a social media platform and physically so we can help inspire each other to rise feminine consciousness on this planet.
Well, congratulations again, Summer.
Thank you.
This is Conscious World finalist for 2016, Bridget Golub. Bridget, tell us about your project.
Definitely. Post-2015 development challenges in conflict zones started out as a student conference to address the nexus of conflict and development issues. And we were really aiming to start a dialogue in the lead up to the September UN Post-2015 Summit it turned into much more than a conference. We had a blog series, video interviews, and a community online that followed us through the event.
And it's a great project. Thank you very much for letting us know about your project for 2016.
Of course. I'm glad to talk about it.
Congratulations, Dave Lacroix, for being one of the Conscious World finalists for 2016. Dave, could you tell us about your project?
Hello. Thank you so much. My name is Dave Lacroix, and I was born in Haiti, and I came to. And so my project, what it entails is that it helps students, preferably high school juniors, in terms of college preparation and getting them prepared for college. So this book, I've gotten introduced into libraries and schools, and I also have it sold on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. And some of the funds that I did make from that book, I'm using as sort of a scholarship fund for students in Haiti who are struggling. So that I'm just waiting on my sales to come back, and then I'll just continue on with it.
And so your book was Into the Abyss, the 11th Grade Experience.
Yes, the book was Into the Abyss, the 11th Grade Experience.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much, sir.
Congratulations, Eric Nizimanov. You are from Rwanda, and congratulations for being one of the finalists for Conscious World 2016. Could you tell us about your project?
Thank you. My project is called Health Insurance Capacity, which learned 2 years ago at Muyogoro Village in Huye District. My project was aiming to find out the way the vulnerable families in this village, which is poorest, can cover the basic need, including health insurance, by giving them the pigs to wear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Jordan Salama, age 18, who's a student at Princeton University. And congratulations, Jonah, on being one of the finalists for the Conscious World Youth Leader of 2016. Could you tell us about your project?
Sure. My project is called Kids Against Palm Oil. I started it when I was in seventh grade because I did a current events project and I wanted to do something to help the environment. I read that orangutans were becoming endangered because of logging and loss of habitat in the Indonesian rainforest because of palm oil production, which is a big staple crop that's used all around the world in processed foods that we eat and in beauty products. And I wanted to do something about it. So when I was in middle school, I got a group of friends together to try and make a difference in the community. And what we did was we got out all of the processed foods with non-sustainable palm oil. That is, palm oil is harvested in a way that's not environmentally friendly. We got out those foods from the vending machine in our school cafeteria. And from there, we got on national TV and our website skyrocketed. And now we talk to students around the world who want to make a difference in their own communities. We do Skype calls, teaching sessions in classrooms, and it's turning into a very motivated project.
And your website is kidsagainstpalmoil.org.
Yes.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
This is Conscious World finalist for 2016, Matthew Sallet. Matthew, would you tell us about your project?
Hello, yes, this is Matthew Sallet. My project is the Massachusetts Teen Distracted Driving Leadership Summit. We are a project that empowers and inspires youth leaders throughout New England to engage in their communities and teach their peers about distracted driving prevention. We've educated 100,000 students in New England about the dangers of distracted driving and given them the tools to teach their communities of safe driving. I've done this project with my two triplet brothers, Timmy and Brian, and our peer-to-peer education model has expanded throughout the country as part of the MAP 21 Highway Safety Bill.
Well, congratulations again, Matthew, for doing such a great project and for being one of the 10 Conscious Millionaire finalists for 2016.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, due to the difficult internet connections, our 10th finalist, Makulia John Tiap, a 24-year-old from South Sudanese, was unable to join us in person. but I want to tell you about his great project. He created a 1,000-acre tick tree farm, and it was able to hire people to give them employment and provide lumber for 30 families to build homes that can withstand the strong winds, as well as make enough money from selling timber to pay for school books and supplies so that their children could attend school. If you'd like to learn more about Conscious World Youth Training that begins in March, volunteer or sponsor the Conscious World Foundation, or you'd like to learn how to sign up so that you'll be notified when it's time to apply this summer for the $5,000 grant and becoming the Conscious World Youth Leader for 2017, just visit consciousworld.org. We would appreciate you sending out a tweet or dropping a message on Facebook or other social media today about the Conscious World Day celebration honoring youth leaders around the world. Again, our hashtag for the event is hashtag CWDAY16. That's hashtag CWDAY16. Thank you for joining us in celebrating youth leadership worldwide.